Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldschau, just getting an endoscopy report on patient Amy McClellan, date of birth 5/19/1983, date of procedure May 24, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldschau. Referring physician is Dr. Rhea Cabanero. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy, and cold biopsies. Indication is screening for, indication is change in bowel habits, comma, bloating, comma, abdominal pain. Description of procedure, informed consent is obtained, period, possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesion, tissue, malignancy, relative to the patient. Patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the flower position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitor anesthesia care, digital rectal exam is performed, a well-lubricated lymph video colonoscope is introduced in the rectum and advanced under revision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the penicillin, is providing components of the cold period, terminal and integrated in the value period. Careful examination made of the cecum, the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, spinal flexure, descending colon, single colon, and the rectum, electroplexy is obtained in the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score is greater than 7.2-3-2. Kind of good prep. Patients had a procedure without any complications. Findings. The terminal ileum, last 5 centimeters, was integrated and evaluated and appeared unremarkable. Biopsies were obtained for further evaluation given the diarrhea and change in bowel habits. Next line. Random colon biopsies were obtained in the right end. Left colon for further evaluation for microscopic colitis. Next line, the colon was overall tortuous and there was significant amount of looping. Counter pressure was required to reach the cecum. Next line, there was 4 diminutive ascending colon sessile polyps, removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were was 1 descending colon sessile polyp, removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, grade 1 internal hemorrhoids were noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding and small in size. Next line, there was no evidence of diverticulosis on my exam. Next line, otherwise, unremarkable colonoscopy. Please go back to the portion where we talk about the tortuous looping colon. Also add, forget adding anything there. Just leave it with the tortuous and looping colon requiring counter pressure. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years. Pending path. Next line. Continue current bowel regimen. Next line. Follow up analysis previously scheduled. Thank you.